朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
我不明白神为什么拣选我。
And I don't understand why God will actually choose me.
我告诉你，我实在一定不配的。
Because I'm not worthy.
你说孙牧师，你太客气了。
Then you may say, Pastor Son, you're just being too polite.
我常常听见有人说孙牧师，我很喜欢听你讲道。
Some people will say, I like to listen to you, Pastor Son.
把我弄得飘飘然了。
And it makes me feel so good.
现在看看我自己啊。
But when I look upon myself,
我不是很谦卑，我不是很谦卑啊，假惺惺的。我说，哎呀，我真不配呀。
I'm not trying to create some false humility.
你们所有的人都不认识我，只有我太太认识。
You do not know me other than my wife knows me.
她知道是我是什么背景。
And she knows my background.
她知道我是怎么出生的。
She knows the circumstances of my birth.
我告诉你，我自己看，我真是不配啊。
And I could admit that I'm not worthy.
我今天能够到美国好多好多的教会去，这个500个人、800个人在那去讲道去。
And the fact that I can go to different places in North America to preach.
很多的 PhD， 很多的医生、大学教授在那里，我在那讲，我配吗
？And am I worthy to preach to all these highly educated folks in a congregation？
我告诉你，我一定不配。
I'm not worthy.
我不是，我今天站在这里，我不是跟你们讲假话的。
And so when I stand here, I'm not just faking it.
这个。假谦卑是真骄傲，真是我谦卑。
Or trying to create some fake humility.
真的，我实在不配呀。
And I'm truly not worthy.
但是今天神竟然拣选我。
But since God has chosen me.
你们大家都知道 Billy Graham 吗
？And you all know about Billy Graham.
大家知道他吗
？You all know Billy Graham.
请举手起来。
Those of you who have heard of Billy Graham,
哇呀，他个这个人2月份。今年二月份刚刚离开世界。
He actually died this past February.
我还跟他一起吃过饭。
And I actually dined with him.
我还跟他一起同工过。
I actually co-worked with him.
你可看他，你知道他一生的当中。
If you look at the life of Billy Graham.
他到了185个国家去布道去。
And he has been to so many places for crusades.
他是跟2.1亿的人在那里讲道。
And he has actually preached to more than 2.5 billion people.
然后呢，是有300多万的人，他们听见这个 Billy Graham 讲道，他们信了耶稣。
And there have been more than 3 million people who came to faith upon listening to him.
Who is Billy Graham?
And so, question is, who is he?
He was a country boy.
他是一个乡村的小孩子。
他是早晨起来在那挤牛奶了
，and he would be squeezing for milk.
他根本没读过神学
，and he never went to high school.
虽然经过 Bible college,
he did go to Bible college.
然后再到惠登去读大学
，then he went to Whitman.
That's all. 就这样子
，and that's it.
神就用他
，and yet God used him.
我告诉你啊，真是不得了哎
，and I could tell you this.
因为 Billy Graham 到了温哥华来啊。
When Billy Graham came to Vancouver,
我就被他们选做这个 executive 当中的一个副主席。
I was the vice chairman of the executive committee for the Billy Graham Crusade.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
后来我才知道
，And then I know,
就可以采取任何一个人。
That God can choose anyone and send anyone.
什么时候你觉得我可以？
When you feel that you are able,
所以你什么时候我觉得我配
？Whenever you feel that you're worthy,
我告诉你，主不拣选你。
I'll tell you, God will never choose you.
为什么呢
？Why is this？
我请你们看圣经就可以。
Let's read from scripture.
请你们大家看《哥林多前书》第二章。
Let's read from 2 Corinthians.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，这样呢你才知道第二章啊，第一章。
First Corinthians.
第一章和第二章，第二章啊，第一章啊，第一章。好了。
First Corinthians 1.
好了，大家一起来好不好？大家一起念好不好？一起念。
First Corinthians 1.
来，在这里来，26节，让我休息一下，每个人念啊，每个人念，来，请来。 神所拣选的，他说有智慧的不多，有尊贵的不多，这个神所拣选的是愚拙的，是软弱的，是卑贱的，是没有本领的。
God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things. And the question is why?
那是要我们向着主夸口。
So that you will be relying on him.
我们是不配的。
Because we're unworthy.
我们是卑微的。
And we are despised.
我们是被人看不起的。
We are being mocked.
好像世界上那个渣渣垃圾一样的。
And we are like trash.
哦，感谢主的恩典。
But we thank God.
主所以拣选我们
God chose us
主所以拣选你
And God picked you
那是要指着主
That is in order for him to work with you
我们正是一无所有我们没有什么
Because we have nothing to boast
对不对
We have nothing to boast for
我常常说我在外面讲到说 我在教会里我问弟兄姐妹都每个弟兄姐妹就回答我现在对对啊、
I always expect you to answer me when I ask a question.
哎呀，那些旁边要睡觉的人，你就把他对，把他吵醒他。
And so you can awake those people who are falling asleep.
弟兄姐妹们，这是第一件事情，我后来才明白。
And I eventually understood.
主耶稣基督他在他们当中来忽然之间向他们显现，主说：“父这样差遣我，我也差遣你们。你们这帮糟糕的人，不配的人呐、啊。”
So what he wanted to show was that God has sent me, so send I you, you who are unworthy.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
当主耶稣去拣选他们的时候。
When God chose them.
他们成为一个伟大的宣教士。
They became great evangelists.
把福音从耶路撒冷就传开了。
And they can spread the good news throughout the world.
我等一等还要跟你们讲。第二件事情。
Second.
差遣什么
？To send what?
差遣什么
？To send what?
啊，使命什么使命？
And what is the commission?
大家看，什么使命？
What commission are we talking about?
什么使命啊？他说，在这个约翰福音第二十章，我不明白，请大家翻开来，翻开来。
So if you read from John 20:23,
我实在是不明白。
I don't understand this.
在他们的使命这么大的一个使命
and this is a big commission
这些的卑微的人
these who are unworthy
这些愚拙的人
who are ignorant
这些的软弱的人
these are weak people
主却给他们的使命什么什么使命第二十三节说你们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免了你们留下罪的罪谁的罪
In verse 23
wow, 不得了啊
if you forgive anyone's sin their sins are forgiven if you do not forgive them they are not forgiven
你说这个使命大不大
So isn't this a great responsibility? Is this a great responsibility or not?
我告诉你哦
I will tell you
我不明白
I don't understand
你赦免谁的罪
So if you forgive
咱们不你的罪赦了你们不你的罪赦了我这是主话了吗你赦免谁的罪
And 23 says if you forgive somebody their sins are forgiven
弟兄姐妹们我虽然是神的仆人，小小的神的仆人。
Although I'm a servant of God,
我没有，我也不敢，也没有这个胆量，也没有这个权柄说你的罪赦了。
I dare not, neither do I have the qualification to say that your sins are forgiven.
我不是天主教的神父。
Because I'm not a Catholic priest.
我也不是天主教的教王。
I'm not a Catholic church.
你的罪赦了。
Your sins are forgiven.
我看我不明白。
When I read this, I don't understand.
主耶稣基督怎么把这样这个权柄给他们？
Why did Jesus give them such a great responsibility?
那这个使命，啊，这个
commission.
后来。一直等到我去看路加福音第二十四章。
Then when you read from Luke 24,
然后我再看马克福音第十六章。
Then you read from Mark 16,
你把这三卷圣经放在一起。
And you take all these and join them together.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，马路加福音二十四章也是耶稣同样的是同样的一个记载是耶稣第五次向他们显现。
And Luke 24 talks about the fifth time Jesus appeared after his resurrection.
马可福音十六章也是第五次，就是一个时候。
And Mark 16 also records the same thing.
如果你去把这三段圣经把它放在前面的台面上，你把它合并一起来看看。
And if you were to join all these three texts together,
你才发现了。
Then you will discover.
我告诉你才能够服气那一个好像一个气球的一个puzzle一样的
Then you will be able to put the puzzle together.
哎呀，本来你根本不晓得这到底什么东西啊。
And you, now you'll realize what the puzzle is.
你把路加福音再拿来，这个几个块不，有几个方块就拿来，把放起来。
You take a few pieces from Luke.
你把马可福音第十六章把放起来。
And you take a few pieces from Mark. 完
就是一个完整的一个 piece 了。
Then you create the
完整的一个故事啊。
The full puzzle.
完整一个使命啊。
And now you see.The full commission.
弟兄姐妹，我没有时间了。
I don't have the time.
我那人常常说你讲了太长了。
My wife always say I preach too long.
但有的人我说我可以不可以再讲，大家都说可以啊。
But whenever I ask whether I can continue, people will say yes.
我听他还听你们呢。
So,
弟兄姐妹，请听啊，你把它这个十三卷圣经同样的第五次显现把它合并起来。
And if you put all these three.Text together.
Oh, 我才发现了。
Then you'll realize.
我才知道了。
Then you'll know.
所以读圣经不能说你们、我们、他们、他们就完了嘛。
And you should not just read it superficially.
你要好好的思想。
You need to think about it.
你要好好的祷告。
You need to pray.
你好要查考。
And you need to study.
我告诉你，你才这样的话能够对把圣经的这个明白啊。
So that you'll understand scriptures.
原来圣经告诉我们说
The Bible says
耶稣向他们显现
Jesus appeared before them
叫他们去传
So that they will go and proclaim
叫他们去传
To go and preach
传什么
To preach what
我请你们看路加福音大家一起看路加福音
Let's read from Luke
路加福音第二十四章
Luke 24
来第四十七节
47
他的并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道
It says here to preach repentance of forgiveness of their sins
清楚吗清楚吗
Are you clear?
你要赦免人的罪
You need to forgive people's sins
你先要传道
You need to preach the
传什么
To do what?
传赦罪
You need to preach about the repentance for the forgiveness of sins
第二 人听了以后
And after they come to faith
就相信
And come to faith to believe,
就悔改,
to repent,
认罪,
to admit to their sins,
接受耶稣的话,
to accept the words of Jesus Christ,
然后他的罪得到赦,
then their sins are forgiven.
一个过程,
so there is a process.
这个如果你光去个约翰福音，你看不明白,
so you read from John, you don't understand it.
我看了看去看不明白,
and I could not understand it.
我再把马可福音跟路加福音这两卷书放在一起把它看了，哇，我才明白，原来耶稣差他们先去传。
So Jesus asked them to go out and preach first.
第二，要到教教他们相信
，and let people come to faith。
然后当人家相信、接受耶稣，就悔改
，and they repent for their sins，
就认罪
，and ask for forgiveness。
一句赦罪的救恩就领到他。
And then the grace of
明白吧
？The grace of forgiveness comes。
明白吗
？Did you hear it？
啊，不明白吗？我已经是大声疾呼，你在睡觉吗？
So are you sleeping? Do you understand?
弟兄姐妹，请听啊。
Please listen.
我们要传。
You need to proclaim.
我们要告诉别人。
You need to tell the people.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
That Jesus Christ has resurrected.
弟兄姐妹们，我要讲第三件事情很重要。
And there's a third point.
本来十二点钟我应该亲自讲了。十二点了，现在。
已经过了。
还没过，还没过，好不好？因为今天唱诗唱得很惨。读圣经也读得很长嘛，所以我讲到也要，你们说了啊，长一点啊。好了，我现在告诉你们第三件事情很重要。
So let me tell you the third thing。
第一件事情，主耶稣基督在他们中间向他们显现，要差遣他们。
Jesus appeared to send them out。
他们虽然是微小，他们虽然是卑微，虽然是无知，但是主耶稣基督要拣选他们，差遣他们出去，为了就是要夸口了，当指着主。
And they, although they're lowly, they're ignorant, God wants to send them out to proclaim the
Great Commission. 如果你去看哥林多前书第后书第四章第三节的话，他说我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，我们是瓦器。
And in 2 Corinthians, it talks about how we have a treasure in a clay pot.
我们没有什么用处了。
We are not useful on our own.
当这个宝贝放在这瓦器里。
But when the treasure is in the clay pot.
下面怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
怎么说？ 哎，对了对了，你看见了，对了对了，要显出上帝的能力。
It will show the all-surpassing power.
Billy Graham 所以一讲到，那多人吵了吼了，想吵出来了。
So when Billy Graham preaches, people come forward.
他讲的很简单的道。
His preaching is very simple.
人呼噜呼噜呼噜来了。
But people come forward.
我看我讲的很，我讲的比较难一点的都好。
And I feel that I could preach better than that.
也呼召没人来。
But when I call, nobody shows up.
为什么？
Why is this?
能力不是出乎。
The power does not come from me.
也不是出乎我。
Does not come from him.
那是出乎神。
It comes from God.
对不对？
Don't you agree?
阿们，把阿们。第三件事情。
Third thing.
我一定要讲完。
And I need to finish this.
原谅我啊，原谅我啊。
Pardon me for this.
下次你可以不听我了。很重要。
Third thing, very important.
当主要差遣他们的时候，
when the Lord sent them out,
是的，他们不配。
They're unworthy.
是的，他们不忠。
And they're disloyal.
是的，他们不软，是们软弱。
And they are weak.
是软弱，但是主差遣他们的。
And yet, the Lord sent them out.
装备他们。
First of all, He would equip them.
看见没有？
He will equip them.
装备好了以后，才叫他们。
So after they've been equipped, then they go.
装备四件事。
Four things.
你说什么事还有那么多？
Then you say so many things.
世界很重要。
Four things being equipped.
第一件事情。
First,
装备他们的眼。
To equip them in their eyes.
让他们亲眼看见复活的主。
So that they can see that the resurrected Lord is doing things with them.
非常重要。弟兄姐妹，如果他们没有看见，没有亲眼看见主耶稣基督从死里复活，他们绝对不会相信。
If they did not personally see the resurrected Christ, they could not believe.
他们也不敢出去。
And they would dare not go out.
他们讲什么？
What are they going to preach about?
但是主让他们亲眼看见。
But the Lord allowed them to see.
不仅是亲眼看见，主对说，他能拿出你们手来。
And Jesus also said.Let me take out my hand. Why don't you touch the nail-pierced hand? Why don't you take out your hand and touch my side?
Oh, 弟兄姐妹，让他们亲眼看见主，来经历我们的主实实在在是一个复活的。
So that they can personally, with their own eyes, see the resurrected Lord.
请你看，讲第一点，好不好？啊，好。主耶稣基督亲身向他们显现，让他们看见，让他们目睹，就是要坚固他们的信心，来改变他们的生活。
That is to build up their faith so that their lives will change.
如果你去看当时
，When you look at what happened then，
主还没有向他们显现以前
，Before Jesus appeared，
你把这三卷圣经你把它合并来看的话
，And you mix these three together，
哎呀，我告诉你，我写了很多啊。
I wrote down a lot.
他们胆怯了。
They were afraid.
他们惊慌了。
And they were panicking.
他们害怕了。
They're
他们把门关了。
And they closed the doors.
我告诉你，他们胆小到一个程度躲起来了。
And they were so afraid they were hiding.
因为他们相信主已经死了。
Because they thought the Lord is dead.
虽然有人告诉他们说耶稣复活了。
Although people have said that the Lord has resurrected.
玛利亚说我们看见耶稣了。
And some people say we've seen him.
两个门徒以马忤斯的门徒说我们看见耶稣了。
And there are two disciples who said that we saw him.
他们还不相信。
But they don't believe.
但是耶稣让他们看见。
But then when Jesus appeared, showed it to them.
亲眼。
To let their eyes see them.
手摸着。
And let their hands touch him.
Yes.
Second.
弟兄姐妹们，除非你有亲身经历到这位复活的主在你的生命里头
，unless they personally experienced the resurrected Christ，
除非你真正有主的生命在你的里头，你就把主把你生命改变了
，unless you have the life of the resurrected Christ in you to change you。
第二件事
，second，
让我们看见他们的心。
And that is to open their hearts.
圣经怎么说？请你们大家一起来看来。
And read.
路加福音
Luke
24章
24.
我请你们大家一起来看第45节
Read 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
Then Jesus opened the minds so that they can understand the scriptures.
那弟兄姐妹，不仅是眼睛开了。
Not only are their eyes opened,
心也开了
their hearts
为什么
opened. Why is this?
主开他们的心窍，让他们明白圣经啊。
That God opened their hearts so that they can understand scriptures.
他们从前对这个摩西五经、对律法书、对历史书、对先知书、对诗篇，这个模糊不清啊。
In the past, they did not understand all the books of the Old Testament.
但是耶稣不仅是给他们讲
，But not only did Jesus explain,
让他们明。凡是旧约里面所指着他的事情，一定要成就了。
Anything that's been prophesied in the Old Testament would be fulfilled.
而且告诉我们说，主开他们的心窍。
And Jesus also opened their minds.
明白圣经。
To understand by the Bible.
所以你去看彼得。
And look at Peter.
彼得每一次讲道的时候。
So whenever he preached.
下面很重要。
And it's very important.
他一定用圣经。
He will always quote from scriptures.
应用圣经。
He will always use scriptures.
他不仅是说我们看见了主了。
Not only did we see the Lord.
而且他把圣经是滚瓜烂熟的融会贯通的把圣经就传出来让他们看见。
But he can freely quote from scriptures to support what they've seen.
所以弟兄姐妹们啊。
Dear brothers
and sisters,
therefore you have to read the Bible.
You
have to put it in your heart.
So
it'll open our hearts.
So
let us understand the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你圣经不懂的话，你出去为主做见证来，我告诉你啊，你一知半解，你没有办法是一个人信。
If you don't understand the Bible, you cannot be an effective witness.
如果你把神的话背了滚瓜烂熟的话，你就知道约翰罗马书三章二十三节，罗马书六章二十三节，然后你再讲五章第八节，等等等等，不，你滚瓜烂，哇！我告诉你，人家就服你了。
Then if you can freely quote from scriptures, then people will you will be more credible.
神借着圣灵借着这些的话，能够感动你的心。
And with the work of the Holy Spirit, you can touch people.
当主耶稣基督站在他们中间
，So when Jesus stood in front of them.
让他们的眼睛开
so their eyes opened,
让他们的心开
their hearts opened,
让他们灵也开
their spirit opened,
他说你们要受圣灵
that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个印记啊
This is a sign.
真正受圣灵充满，那就是使徒行传第二章
And that is in Acts 2.
哦，当他们这里祷告的时候，五旬节到了，圣灵就哇充满了他们
During Pentecost,The Holy Spirit came upon them and filled them.
请听哦。
And listen.
当他们被圣灵充满的时候。
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
整个的生命都改变了。
And their whole life changed.
你可看见他们得到超然的能力。
And they were now with power.
他们讲道很有能力。
They can preach powerfully.
一直讲道。
The ones they preached.
三千人信主。
3,000 people came
faith. 一直讲道。
When they preached.
五千人信主。
5,000 people came faith.
一直讲道。
Once they
preached. 连男带女信徒的人很多很多。
Many men, women, and children came to faith.
弟兄姐妹，你可看见保罗都是用圣经。
And you can see that Paul was quoting from scriptures.
对保罗来说。
From Paul's perspective.
对彼得来说。
From Peter's perspective.
对把圣经是滚瓜烂熟了。
He can freely quote from scriptures.
圣灵充满他们。
And the Holy Spirit fill him.
大有能力。你去看看 Billy Graham 的书，我很喜欢 Billy Graham 的。
If you read from the biography of Billy Graham.
他怎么说呢
？What does he say？
他说我多少的时候我很胆怯。
Many times I am afraid.
他说。这个他的同工说，但是你看 Billy Graham 上去的时候，他不是在那。
And you'll notice that when he goes up on stage, he is not looking around.
很多讲员一来要就去看看，哇！
And there are many preachers who will come and look around.
你们去看看 Billy Graham 上台的时候，他有两个大指头。
And anytime you see Billy Graham on stage about to preach, he is biting on his thumb.
紧张。
In other words, he is actually under stress.
他讲了几百几千次。
Although he's been on the pulpit so many times,
就紧张。
He is still under stress.
他在那里祷告。
And he was praying.
圣灵。
His Holy Spirit, fill me.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit,
感动。
Move them.
弟兄姐妹，你可以看见那些的人扎心是怎么扎心？圣灵使他们扎心的。
And it is only through the Holy Spirit that can convict the people.
所以我们每一个基督徒，我们出去传福音、做见证，我们需要圣灵。
So every Christian who goes out to preach needs the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命改变了。
Our lives changed.
我们对神的话清楚了。
We are clear on the Bible.
我们被圣灵充满。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
第四件事情。
Fourthly,
我们请你们大家看马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
马克不是马太，马克对不对？啊
，Mark 16.
神主耶稣亲自说与他们同在，彰显上帝的大能。我请你们大家一起来看。
That
马克福音
Mark 16.
十六章。好，再上去，再上去，再上去。最后，最后还有没有？十七、十八有没有？十七、十八没有啊？好 ，OK， 第十五，第五十五，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”还有上面去，还有没有？还有一句很重要喽，不是？还有上去有没有？他说：“神与他们同在。”有这句话没有？我们大家一起来看第十九节。到二十节，门徒出去到处宣扬宣传福音，主和他们同工，永生结合其事，正是他们所传的道。
The Lord abides with them and would confirm what the works that they've done.
第四件事情。
Fourthly,
主与他们。
That the Lord will co-work with them.
让他们在讲道方面。
So that in preaching,
为人祷告。
When they pray for people.
看见上帝的神迹，
you can see the wonders of God come through.
亲爱的弟兄
姐妹， dear brothers and sisters,
第四件事情，
fourthly,
他们不仅是眼睛开了，
not only are their eyes opened,
不仅是心开了，
not only are their hearts opened,
不仅是灵开了，
not only are their spirit opened,
他们口也开，
their mouths are opened, their mouths are opened, they can preach,
就与他们同在，
they can speak.
弟兄姐妹，你可以看见三千人信主，五千人信主，连男带女的信主人特别的多。
3,000 people coming to faith, 5,000 coming to faith.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天早晨
，This morning,
主在我们中间，主在我们中间。
The Lord is in our midst.
我相信主在我们中间。
And I believe that He is in our midst.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because the Lord has said this. When there are two or three gathered
right,
here together, that the Lord is in our midst. And He is speaking to us. In Isaiah 6:8, who can I send? Who would be willing to go? Who would be willing to go for me?
大家一起来。今天我们大家一起来
read together.
我有是不是我说是是你说的
So is this your reply?
是你说的
Is this your statement?
是你说的
Are you saying this?
当主在感动我说谁
When the Lord asked, when the Lord asked, who can I send? 60 years ago, I said, here I am.
虽然我不配,
although I'm unworthy,
虽然我愚拙,
although I'm foolish,
虽然我软弱,
although I'm weak,
我在这里,
I'm, here I am. Send me. 60 years ago,
感谢上帝,
I thank God.
主与我同在。
And the Lord abided with me
就让我到处为主,
and allowed me to go everywhere to preach.
圣灵充满,
and the Holy Spirit filled me.
弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
听你上, 上, 就说,
and listen to God as He says,
谁肯为我去?
Who is willing to go for me?
谁愿意为我去?
Who is willing to go?
我们记得,
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
愿意不愿意对主说主啊?
Are you willing to say to the Lord,
我在这里。
Here I am. Send me.
虽然不一定要做牧师,
Although there are many different things,
虽然不一定做传道,
you may not be a full-time pastor,
但是让我出去, 被你所差出去,
but you will be sent.
做一个见证人,
you will be able to be sent as witnesses.
见证人,
you will be a witness, a testimony.
见证主实在是复活了,
to testify that He is truly risen from the dead.
见证当我们悔改主要赦免我们的罪
To testify that when God forgives, that we are truly forgiven.
给我们新的生命
To give us a new life.
你要不要出去
So So are you willing to do this?
我再说,
let me say.
不一定是你神要你做传道。
And he may not call you to full-time ministry.
如果神要你做传道，感谢主。
But if he calls you,
如果神就叫你出去做一个平信的，告诉别人耶稣基督从死里复活了。
If you are supposed to just go out and testify that Jesus has resurrected,
请你举手。
Raise your hand.
你说主，我愿意。
You say, Lord, I'm willing to.
I am. 感谢主。还有没有？感谢主。
Any more?
感谢主。
Thank God.
不要客气，不要看别人。
And you don't have to look at other people. This is focus on yourself.
这个重要的一个使命。
This is such a big commission.
如果你不出去到这里为止，
if you,
这个福音就传不下去。
If you don't go out to testify, the gospel stays here.
感谢主，请放下。还有什么人？
Anymore?
没有人看你。
No one looking.
你说主啊，
you say, Lord,
虽然我不是传道人，
although I'm not a pastor,
但我愿意为你做见证。
I'm willing to testify for you.
见证主复活了。
To testify as to your resurrection, if you're willing,
把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
我为你祷告，感谢主。
Let me pray for you.
感谢主，感谢主，请放下。还有什么人？上面。
Anyone else?
还有没有
？Anyone else?
就说我可以差遣谁呢
？And who can I send?
你不肯吗
？Are you willing to?
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
今天上午。
That this morning,
你把这三段圣经放在我们面前。
That you laid before us these three portions of scriptures.
让我们知道你实在是从死里复活了。
That we truly know you're resurrected from the dead.
因着圣灵的充满。
That you've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
因着你的灵在我们中间。
That your Spirit is with us.
我们能够大胆的出去。
And we could courageously go out.
向我们邻居。
And to our neighbors,
向我们的同事,
to our coworkers,
向我们同学,
to our fellow students,
向我们的亲人,
to our friends and relatives,
就见证,
to testify
主已经复活了,
that the Lord has resurrected.
只要我们肯相信他,
so long as we can believe,
主你不仅赦免他们的罪,
not only do you forgive their sins,
你要赐给他们新的生命,
but you will give them a new life.
谢谢主的恩
典, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
我们这里有多少的弟兄姐妹已经举手了,
there are so many people who have raised their hands.
你祝福他们,
bless them,
保守他们,
andKeep them.
In Jesus'
name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。